It has recently come to light that PRASA has discreetly halted its long-distance passenger train service from Joburg to Cape Town, despite the great fanfare that surrounded the disastrous inauguration of this train service in December 2023. Furthermore, the train service between Durban and Johannesburg has been reduced and will now only operate on a monthly basis rather than a weekly one. Given these persistent doubts regarding PRASA's technical preparedness, the DA has filed a PAIA application to PRASA in order to get a record of decision that guided the company's decision to resume its long-distance rail service. The lives of the people aboard the train were seriously endangered, suggesting that PRASA was not prepared to resume operating this long-distance train service. There is a great deal of pressure on the ANC to do everything in its power to fabricate service delivery triumphs in light of the impending general elections and the possibility of losing 50% of the vote. The ANC's Fikile Mbalula made a big show out of dubbing PRASA's announcement of the return of the Joburg to Cape Town service a railway renaissance. Now that renaissance has faded 3 weeks later, and PRASA is now claiming it does not have dependable locomotives. We will receive answers to these queries from the PAIA conclusion, but one thing should be certain: the DA will not permit consumers and customers and travellers to be put in danger of this sort.